The Osgood File, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've seen those computer games that have you navigating through a virtual reality environment, finding treasure, fighting battles, building cities. More and more, it's real enough that you can immerse yourself in it, and that makes it ideal for treating autism. More after this from Charlie. All of us can remember as kids feeling awkward on the school playground. But imagine being autistic and having no idea how to decode facial expressions. That's why Maddox Mank, age 12, is wearing a headset and watching a computer depiction of a school playground. He has high-functioning autism. He's very smart, but when it comes to social interactions, he feels lost because he can't read facial expressions or body language. So this computer program depicts some of the people he's likely to meet in social situations at school and helps him practice his reactions.
I just feel like it's the right thing to do.
Tim Mank is his father.
He loves to join, loves to get involved, wants to be a part of the game, part of what's going on, but he was unsure all the time exactly how to work in there.
The program was designed at the Center for Brain Health in Dallas, and CBS's Don Champion watched one of the sessions.
Here, Maddox interacts with a classmate who wants to bully younger kids.
It kind of sounds mean.
Researchers give students instant feedback on how to respond in situations.
It's very important that they understand on how to stand up for yourself, on how to recognize if somebody's being a good friend or a not so good friend.
Maddox's dad says the therapy is giving his son a chance to rehearse interactions in a safe place.
He was able to kind of better figure out where people were, how to, you know, read people a little better and understand how to step into the situation.
Certainly better than having to face the school playground unprepared. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.